After 20 years in the news biz, covering big stories like Nelson Mandela's first visit to Chicago after his release from prison, to 9/11's Ground Zero, she turned in her press pass to try her hand in Hollywood. And boy, did that work out to her favor. She's worked on Showtime's The Chi, a Suits spinoff, Pearson. Most recently, she wrote the biopic of the Clark sisters, First Ladies of Gospel. So how did she do it all? She's going to share her story at a masterclass this weekend. So welcome to the show, Sylvia L. Jones, screenwriter.
Hi, G.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
I am great. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Oh, the same here. Of course, former colleagues over at ABC 7 Chicago. But you know what? We were on our own floors and kind of compartmentalized over there. So I didn't get to interact with you as much. But boy, do I remember when I heard that you were leaving to go to Hollywood and learn screenwriting. And boy, did you cause a stir.
Oh, yeah. Shockwaves rippled through 190 North. That's for sure. And throughout a lot of areas of Chicago. But I think people are less worried about me now. I think they thought I was having a mental break or something then.
Has it happened now that, Sylvia, that people come to you and say, I told you to do it. I told you it was going to work out.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even tell you how many times I get that. Now, I believe you all the time, the whole time. I knew you would do it. And I'm like, did you? It's okay though. It's all love. So, the good thing is the only person who you really need to have believe in yourself is yourself. So.
Well, I think
that
is the it's an incredible tip that you just gave there. And before we sort of talk about what made you pivot in your career in that way and take such a big risk, I mean, that was brave of you. And, you know, you were willing to become very vulnerable to decide to, you know, just pick up and change your entire career and then also where you lived as well. Let's talk a little bit about this master class. So basically, in this master class this weekend, you're going to be sharing some of your tips and some of your secrets and your story.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I mean, when I tell my story of how I pivoted, how I changed careers and you know, not changed careers to go and do something small. You know, what was it, Daniel Burton said, make no small plans or something like that. I went for arguably the, you know, hardest to crack industry, and I did well. I'm doing well. And so people are very interested in that, just kind of on a general global level. I've heard that. But also, I hear, especially in Chicago, there are so many people who want to be in the industry, whether it's as a writer or a producer or, you know, cast and crew. And Chicago, I mean, aside from now that we have, you know, we're mid-pandemic, Chicago has more production in town than it has ever had in history. So it's opening up a lot of doors. It's opening up a lot of people's eyes to the possibility that, oh, wow, I could potentially do that. But it's so much production and not much writing. And so there are a lot of people who have really intense questions about, you know, what's a writer's room like? How do you get in one? What actually happens? Do you really spend so much time? Are you actually writing in the room or are you talking or what? Like, how do you decide the characters? How do you decide the arc? Like, all of those kinds of things. And I'd love the opportunity to just take some time to, you know, in a group rather than one-on-one, as people typically come to me, and just have a chance to just kind of demystify some of those things, answer some of the questions that I had before I went to Hollywood. I didn't know a lot of those kind of inside, you know, secrets when I was here in Chicago and I was working in television. But, you know, I didn't know. There was so much that I just didn't know. And I'd like to share that kind of information so that people at least have their eyes open and know what kinds of things they need to do, you know, and you know, just kind of demystify the entire process as much as I can and answer some of those questions so people are better equipped.
Well, I think that just showcases how generous of spirit you are, that you're willing to pay it forward, because, you know, you didn't know anybody out there. You didn't have an inside connection to get it, you know, to make it in Hollywood. But yet you did, mm-hmm. as a woman, as an African-American woman. And then on top of mm-hmm. that, you know, this was like your a pivot in your career. So, you know, you weren't like just starting out in your 20s. So I think this is a really incredible opportunity that you're giving people to have this conversation with you and for them to be able to ask you questions as well. So where do people go to sign up, and how much does it cost, and what time is it?
Well, it's 11 a.m. on Saturday. It's on Facebook Live. You have to go to the Chicago Film Office's Facebook page, which, you know, anybody can get to, and you can register there. And that's also where it will be housed, where it will be streamed live. The best part about the entire situation, it's free. It's free. Today only. It is free. The Chicago Film Office, the Illinois Film Office, Department of the DCASE, and myself, we all wanted to band together. We've been having conversations about this actually for quite some time. And I've wanted to find a way to give back to the film community, to Chicago. Chicago mm-hmm. is my home. I love Chicago. And so whatever little bit I get, I want to find a way to pay it forward, to share, and so forth. And so we had been talking about figuring out how to do something for quite some time. And then this is what we landed on, an opportunity to all come together online, virtually, as socially distant as you can get, and kind of, you know, swap stories. And Jose Sanders from ABC7 is moderating it. He and I are old friends.
Yes,
so
you are.
It's not going to be a... Yes, so it won't be just, you know, it's called Masterclass, but I'm telling you, it's more Master Conversation. It will be, you know, fun and upbeat and us just kind of having a conversation, and then anybody who wants to jump in will have an opportunity to jump in.
Well, I feel like this is a good teaser conversation between us because I think your story is fascinating, and I think so many people have dreams and they just don't take the chance. They don't take the risk to actually follow them. What about you made you willing to risk it all?
Well, I wish I had a single, like, pithy one word, one line answer for that. And I'll start by, before answering your question, I'll start by saying this. As focused as I hope some of my conversation will be in that masterclass to tell people who really are interested in the industry, you know, answer some of those questions. The truth is, people who have zero interest in the industry may still find still find it helpful. I mean, and you were very kind in your wording, G. You really were, by saying I'm not 20. No, I'm not 20. It's been a couple of decades since I was 20.
So, you don't look it though. You look great.
So I will thank you. What I have found is that so many people come to me after they hear how I, you know, basically chucked it all mm-hmm. and moved from Chicago to LA and started all over and basically went from being a television news producer at, you know, the top station in Chicago to starting over as an intern pretty much in LA, just to get in the door. And within 4 years, I'm a screenwriter, have been on 5 different television shows and so forth and counting. So many people there get to a point in their lives, especially that, you know, mid adult, mm-hmm. I'm hearing the word that's being bandied about, where they start asking those questions. Is this all there is? Is there more?
Oh, so true.
If I could do anything and fear weren't a factor, money weren't a factor, what would I do? What did I want to do when I was a little girl? What did I want to do when I was a little boy? How did I get so far away from that? Is it too late? You know, all of those kinds of questions just kind of bubble up. And some of us act on them and some of us don't for many reasons. Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's it's confusion. You just don't know how to start. Like, what's the first step? All of those kinds of things. And to get back to your question, I won't say, people will say to me, oh, you're fearless. And I tell them, no, I am not fearless. I'm the biggest chicken you'll ever meet. But I had the courage to do it afraid, to just put one foot in front of the other. And I mean, I know our time is short here, but tomorrow I'll be, I mean, on Saturday, I'll be able to give more, you know, step-by-step details of what actually, you know, motivated the decision. And then what kinds of things did I do? How did I, you know, even prepare financially to step out on this? I mean, it wasn't, it was a spontaneous decision that had been in the making for quite some time.
Well, I think
if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. And I think you said it beautifully. And I think anybody that is listening right now will definitely want to register and join that conversation this Saturday, June 27th, 11 a.m. You got to register on Facebook, you said, right at Chicago Film Office.
Yes.
Okay, Chicago.
Absolutely.
And of course, you know what, Sylvia, congratulations on all of your success. And also kudos to you for also paying it forward the way you do. I look forward to you also blossoming as a life coach. That's going to be your second job. And also I look forward to reading your autobiography, because you're already an incredible writer. And I think you just you speak to, you know, people's yearnings. And I think that's something everybody has, so no matter the age or circumstances. So really appreciate you being with us.
Thank you so much. You know, I love you and I appreciate you and all of those kind words that you just put out into the atmosphere that aren't even on my mind yet.
Well,
so I guess in a few years I'll be able to come back and say you heard it here first, right, from G's lips.
Well, I will consider it an honor. I say them because they're completely true. Thank you so much. Sylvia L. Jones, she's a screenwriter. I'm going to say it one more time. Go to facebook.com/Chicago Film Office to join her in this conversation on this Saturday at 11 o'clock. It's free. And all you have to do is register and you can learn about her incredible story. Also, if you want to learn a little bit more about her, if you need a little bit more convincing, you can go to WGNradios.com and listen to the Hush Loudly podcast with Jerry Bingham. She also did an interview with Jerry as well. So a lot more coming up.